Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I'm full of turkey. Also, I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, November 27th, 2022. And my guests today are a last-minute replacement and two returning champs. I say that out loud because I got to cross out the old name, write in the new name. It's Martha Kelly, Samantha Ruddy, and Mike Carosa.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Hello.
All three of y'all. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, which means Martha Kelly is here. Hello, Martha.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for returning. You champ, you won the last time you were on. And that means you get, you know, to come back right away. And so it's good to have you again.
Thank you for having me back.
I have a question for you, Martha.
Okay.
Have you seen the motion picture Disenchanted on Disney Plus?
I have not. I don't have Disney Plus anymore, but I might get it back.
Yeah, just do a free trial or something. And okay. Check out Disenchanted, because I think it might have your favorite thing in it.
Does it have Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No.
Oh.
But so close. But even in a strange way, even better. There's a talking chipmunk in it who gets a magical spell cast on him, and he turns into a talking cat that still has chipmunk features.
Can I ask, is the movie Disenchanted the sequel to the Amy Adams movie Enchanted? Okay. Should I watch Enchanted first?
I mean, if you really want to get to know this chipmunk before he becomes a cat, then I guess that'd be the way to go, because he appears in both films. And I was not only excited to introduce this character to you because I know you love cats and chipmunks, but also the person that is the voice of the character was going to be one of the guests today, but I'm shaking my hand at the skies because of the American aviation system that we have doesn't get people where they need to be when they need to be there. So we're going to have to reschedule him to another time. But I was so excited to introduce what I think will be the biggest fan of that character.
Yeah.
To the character, you know, I wanted to say, hey, your biggest fan's right here. She doesn't even know it yet.
Do you want to take a minute to text Griffin to let him know that I'm his biggest fan?
Or... I'll tell him right after the show, okay. Because we're he and I, he's stuck in an airport somewhere, so he and I will continue to discuss when we can circle back and have him on the show. Okay. So as a result, a friend of the show who is always a delight when he makes an appearance was reached out to because I just looked at my Twitter and he just tweeted something. That's what, yeah. It's the system I have when it's last minute. You need somebody. If somebody's tweeting, they probably have a couple minutes to spare. And so that's why we're so lucky to have Mike Carrozza. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me back. And thanks to Griffin for staying at the airport a little longer than he needed to. Hell yeah.
Yeah, or in a plane. I think he might be in a plane. I think he might have been a fancy Wi-Fi purchaser.
Oh.
And so he's just in a plane telling me that it's being delayed. Or he's on the ground. I don't fully understand his story other than he wasn't able to do this today. And Mike, you're in Canada as we speak. Yes,
that's right. I'm in Montreal, baby. City of Angels. That's what it's called.
Well, I'm in the other City of Angels, I guess, the lesser City of Angels. And there's plenty of angels in Brooklyn, right, Samantha Ruddy?
I live in Queens, which also called the City of Angels.
The city of Royal Angels.
I just thought it was crazy because it's not even a city, you know.
Yeah, you just burrow right in there, not unlike a chipmunk. You of course, Samantha, are another dangling champ of returning to the show to continue your reign. Where are you at with chipmunks and cats?
I like them both. Not necessarily together, though, so I'll have to check out Disenchanted.
Right. Well, I saw that when I watched Enchanted again to get ready for Disenchanted. And if you'd asked me before I watched it again, I might have said that the chipmunk in the film is a squirrel. And oh. I think somebody even calls him a squirrel in one of the two movies. And then there's a retort. And somebody else says, what's the difference? Like squirrels and chipmunks are the same, which is just not true.
I hate to say I had no idea it was a chipmunk.
Right?
I did watch Enchanted, which I enjoyed a lot. And I 100% just thought it was a squirrel.
Yeah, I think that was the kind of conventional wisdom. I guess we were just weren't concerned with it, but in this new one, it comes to the term chipmunk is thrown around a lot to give them more identity. In this day and age, it's important to give Pip the correct label. It's fun too in the original Enchanted, you know how Pip can talk in the animated world, but then when he comes to Earth, he's like a non-speaking chipmunk. And so then he sounds like Alvin the Chipmunks, but he's just murmuring. You can't tell what words he's saying.
But
when he speaks in the animated world, he's got like a Brooklyn accent. He's like, yeah, I'm Pip. Which I just nailed.
Just love a chipmunk with New York energy, you know? It's sounds like a good time.
Yeah, no, he's a fun character, and especially the animation of his character in the live action scenes, the animated chipmunk is pretty impressive. But you know, Martha's already been around that block many times because of course the chipmunks in the Alvin and the Chipmunks films are all
pretty exquisitely rendered.
Yes.
You do, they just seem real, right?
Yeah, they do seem real.
Before we play some games today, I would like each of you to recommend a movie. And since we're just now finishing up Thanksgiving month, November, I've been asking everybody, and would like to ask you the same question, to name a movie that you're actually thankful for, such a movie exists for you. On the last episode, people whipped out like brand new movies that they were thankful for, which was cool. But it can be something from your youth, you know, or something you've always, you know, a classic. It doesn't have to be something current. Let's start with Mike.
Oh, my God.
I know. This... You were making noises like this was a tough question, so that's why I'm going to you first.
Well, I was ready with, like, what's the last movie you watched? You know, I was like, I was ready for, like, recommendations.
Well, are you thankful for Christmas the last movie you watched?
Oh, I am not. The last movie I watched was that Lindsay Lohan Falling for Christmas movie.
Why did you do that? Out of curiosity, are you rooting for her?
Yes. One, I am rooting for her. But two, I read that it was so bad it's funny. And there were some genuine moments that were hilarious without intending to be. And if you're looking for a movie to enjoy for what it wanted to be, then that's not going to happen with Falling for Christmas, the Lindsay Lohan vehicle.
It's just shame. I think she should have like got involved in like a real movie, not like a silly Hallmark kind of toss away thing, you know.
Hell, even like a solid cameo in a good Christmas movie would have been like, oh wow, look at Lindsay go. But this is just like, all right, so her character has amnesia from a fall, and the villain is a queer-coded character who's like just a rich guy who likes Instagram and. Oh God! It was so bad. It was so bad, but like we laughed so much. We got a little baked, and it was perfect for what we wanted out of the night. So I guess I am thankful. I'm grateful for having that. I guess.
All right. Well, that's what we're putting down as your answer. Then.
I'll say.
What's it called? Falling for Christmas.
Falling for Christmas. Because get this, she falls, and then she forgets who she is, and it's the thing is, you're supposed to be the underdog, the little guy. Oh my God, the little guy is the guy who owns the resort, the ski resort that's just smaller than the big one next door, and that's who you're supposed to be like. But he's the poor guy, and we're supposed to love him for his love for the game, and he's doing his best. But you're like, no, that's still, he's got money. He's just like he's doing all right. And you, anyway, it's a whole thing. It was wild. It was such a bad movie.
The clip, they show a clip on Netflix when you are looking, just mm-hmm. trying to read about it. And it's the clip where she falls and hits her head. And it is, the effects are terrible.
Oh God, it's so funny. It's so bad. And then
she falls down the mountain for a long time before hitting her head.
Way too long.
It's just like, what about Lindsay Lohan as a child, as an adult, are people like, oh, she's that actress who falls down and rolls down the hill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, she was such a good actress as a child in Parent Trap and Mean Girls and Freaky Friday. I mean, Freaky Friday had some wackiness in it. Some
so did Just
falls,
My Luck. But, you know? And she does have a big fall in Mean Girls. She falls into the trash can in the hallway when she's walking
right
with the plastic for the first time.
There's also a very violent pratfalls and Mean Girls, wild. That's for sure. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, no one is falling for this recommendation. I'll tell you that.
No. But I am grateful for the night I had because of it. It was a fun night altogether. But man, if it didn't exist, I'd feel just as good.
Yeah. I think I'll probably watch it. I'll probably get suckered in. But there's so much stuff now.
So much.
Martha, what are you thinking? What's a movie you're thankful for?
I have had a bunch of movies to consider for this, but I think I'm gonna follow Mike's lead with a movie that's so bad it's funny, which is Mac and Me. I'm very thankful for it. I'm actually gonna watch it later now that I think of it. The first time I saw it, I was quite high, and this was in the 90s, and it was amazing, but it's still really funny when you're not high, which I won't be this time. So,
but that's how genuinely awful and weird that movie is. That little, like, Alien, I mean, you know, E.T., that puppet in that movie was ugly and weird enough looking. But then to add just absolute creative failure to the mix and come up with this alien creature that just, not for a second is it believable.
No, you can.
The faces it makes are horrible.
I feel like from what I remember, the faces of the alien family, and Mac is the main one, it's mostly perpetually in a surprise state with his mouth in like an O. And then like everything that E.T. was celebrated for, Mac and Me does a bad version of it. Like, because I think E.T.'s voice, I think I remember it was like Deborah Winger did it, and like the animatronics of the E.T. puppet were really lifelike, like all this stuff. And then Mac is just, all they do is whistle.
they always look shocked, or like they're whistling, or somehow both at the same time.
And then Mac makes the kid who finds him, he makes his life a lot worse. And and there's one part where anyone who watches it for the first time or watches it again, there's the part when Mac gets into their van, it truly, you can tell somebody just off camera threw a puppet through the van window. It doesn't, it's so good. Everything about it is a delight.
All I know is that bit that Paul Rudd kept bringing clips of Mac and Me to Conan for years.
Yeah.
And that's all. I can't believe it.
Right. Still just did it like the last time he was on with Conan on something, like on Conan's podcast, I think.
Unbelievable.
Is that clip the one where Mac pushes the kid in the wheelchair down a huge hill?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I can't get over how perfect the phrase creative failure is. It's so harsh, but also apt. That's great.
So it's also my last plug of it. So Reese's Pieces became famous because the kids in E.T. used them to like as treats for E.T., but they weren't his main source of nutrition. But in Mac and Me, Mac has to drink Coke specifically from McDonald's, and that is his nutrition. And it's just like Coke and McDonald's were like, let's just do E.T. but for very little money. It's
very strange that those big companies were like actually, you know, kind of behind it, especially McDonald's, because it really is a big ad for McDonald's. Right down to him being called Mac and just like just absolutely mainlining Coke like to survive is hilarious.
It's so great. Yeah,
specifically Coke from McDonald's. That's so stupid.
Well, you know, because the gun, the fountain at the McDonald's that the Coke comes out of, that you can't get that taste anywhere else. You can't get that like the spigot hasn't been cleaned for months kind of taste.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get the disdain of the teenager refilling the syrup anywhere else. You know.
Oh Lord. Well, Samantha's been listening to these suggestions, and I feel like you must have been influenced.
I'm absolutely by these choices. I cannot deny it. I am not a leader. I am a sheep. And I was going to give a sincere answer. And now I just want to talk about a movie that wasn't great, but I can't stop thinking about.
Okay.
I watched Don't Worry, Darling recently.
Oh, I had a feeling.
I'm not like here to judge anything, but maybe a little bit the script. The movie's not a bad movie except for the script. And I don't think I've ever watched a movie like that before. Like where like the shots are beautiful. The performances are amazing. Oh, well, you know, minus one, you guys can guess. And
the music's good.
Everything's great, but the body of it. Yeah. And
it's
also
hard to care or understand.
It is, but I would watch Florence Pugh scream monologue for 2 hours straight anyway.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was worth seeing, and it does leave you thinking about it because you're just sort of thinking, "What? Why was it that long? Why? What? I just, you know, because also it's like, yeah, it's stylishly directed, but like, what? Why? Like the style should have been to like get us kind of consumed by this beautiful world that she's living in, right? And to live the fantasy with her." And then it's got to be not so pretty and not so stylish anymore at some point if it's trying to be dramatic and scary, you know, but it's still, I don't know. It is an interesting experience.
I guess I just can't stop asking why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every question I have about that movie is just like, why this though?
Yeah.
May I ask a question really quickly?
You need to go to a Q&A where you're the only person in the audience. And the question is just why every time. What were you going to say, Mike?
I was just going to say, like, Samantha, does it make you like the movie more if I told you that Olivia Wilde spent a lot of the media marketing being like, in my movie, women come. And then you found out what the twist was and you were like, oh, great, this is awful anyway? Or was that not a factor in how much we loved/hated it?
I enjoyed the press circus.
Yes, that was a wild.
Yeah, I think she's being misquoted. I don't think they have the full quote. In my movie, women, what's this saying, Mike? Come, what did you say?
In my movie, women come. No men.
Yeah, something like in my movie, women come. ... Second to men. You know, that's what the full quote is.
See, I misquoted. Thank you for the correction. That was my bad. I didn't do my research prior.
Well, it's like, that's the thing also, is like, I get people talking about a movie and what it's like or whatever, everything, but I just had too much of, you know, it put into my head that it was like that 70s robot movie.
Yeah, it definitely was like a retread of a lot of various things.
Yeah, but especially the suburbia part, I kept waiting for everybody to be, you know, for all the women to be like being replaced by robots. But then, of course, this movie had a different twist, I guess.
It's like, yeah, it's like Stepford Wives, but incel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Incel Stepford Wives is a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been thinking about this movie so much that, honest to God, Doug, the last time I was on, I might have talked about it.
Oh, maybe. I don't think you recommended it, though.
No, I'm at a point where I recommend.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, if someone's got a choice between Falling for Christmas or Mac and Me, or Don't Worry, Darling, I don't think, you know, I think that's a tough call. It depends on how much you want to laugh at it. Because I think Mac and Me is the most laugh-addable, then Falling for Christmas, and then Don't Worry, Darling. I didn't enjoy the aspects of Don't Worry, Darling. I didn't enjoy it in a isn't this bad or isn't that fun sort of way. I was just more like, I wish this was better, just sort of how I was feeling about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was very effective in making me upset. Like, it was an incredibly frustrating movie like in its content, and I just walked out furious. But that might have also had to do with the drunk guy who was in the theater, like yelling at the screen, like, "You should be grateful," for like the last 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people got refunds that night.
Wait, was he, sorry, I haven't seen it. Was he yelling, who in the movie did he think should be grateful?
Florence Pugh's character.
The Darlings.
Yeah. Yes.
She should be grateful that her husband works for this weird ass company. It's like a big cult.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She gets to live in Palm Springs and come.
She gets to come and go as she pleases. But not really. She's not allowed to leave. She's allowed to come, but she's not allowed to leave. All right. This conversation is gross. Thank you for all of your thankfulness. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to play some games. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, we are back. And I'm going to start us off with a new game that I came up with. Yeah. It's called Top Kill. Now, this doesn't sound like a game for someone who enjoys Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. Well, let me tell you, it's not as violent as it sounds. It's called Top Kill because I'm going to say something like a fact, and then you tell me. The game is for you to tell me if it applies to the James Bond film A View to a Kill, or the flight attendant comedy View from the Top, or neither. So it's kill, top, or neither. And Martha gets to go first. If she guesses between those three options incorrectly, then Mike gets a shot with only two options. And if Mike misses, then Samantha gets the gimme point. And we'll do a few of these, and each time someone gets one right, the next person in line gets to go first on the next one. Ready, Martha?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you seen either of these films?
I have not seen either one of them.
Okay. So that's perfect. Okay. Which has an actor in it who is going to be a guest on my 8 Guests of Hanukkah show at Largo in Los Angeles on Sunday, December 18th. So in other words, which one of those movies, or neither, do you think has someone in it that I know and convinced to be a guest on my show, schedule permitting?
I think that it's, your guest will be Daniel Craig from A View to a Kill.
All right. Now, I don't want to rub in how incorrect that answer was. But Daniel Craig took over that role many films later
Okay, can I change my answer?
No, it's too late. You're locked in. You already got the boing wrong answer noise. So we move on to Mike, and that leaves View from the Top or neither.
Okay, View from the Top, I don't know, and I don't know when it came out, and I'm going to just guess neither. I'm saying neither.
You're going with neither?
No, I'm going... Ah,
you're wrong. Sorry, didn't change it quick enough. Samantha gets the gimme point as long as she remembers what just transpired.
I'm gonna answer with View from the
Top.
The flight attendant movie.
Yeah, View from the Top features the great Josh Molina as one of the flight attendants, along with Gwyneth Paltrow and Christina Applegate. And he's like I said, as long as his schedule doesn't change, he's locked in to be one of my eight guests at Largo on December 18th. And that's 1 point for Samantha. We go back to Martha, gets the first shot at this next one. Mm-hmm. A View to a Kill or View from the Top or neither has an actress in it with the last name Duty.
View to a Kill.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You think A View to a Kill has Duty in it?
Yeah.
But not Daniel Craig. We've established that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is correct, Martha. You did it.
We did it.
Allison Duty is in A View to a Kill. And I wish her well out there, whatever Duty's up to these days. It's not my duty to follow Duty. But I wish her well.
Can I just interject and ask, has everybody heard and seen that clip of the newscaster saying Dee Dee Mega Doo Doo?
No, but I'm laughing at you saying it.
Well, after we're done, we should all go look it up.
Well, there's a reason for a newscaster to have to say Dee Dee Mega Doo Doo.
Well, she mispronounces a name and that is her best guess, and then she immediately apologizes.
I meant to say Darren Aronofsky. Oh, Mega Doo Doo. That is crazy. What could that even have been? McGregor, maybe? McDonald's? I don't know.
You Holy have to cow. Just Google it after the show. I promise you'll enjoy it.
I don't know if I'm going to spell Mega Duty right. All right. So, Mike, you get to go first on this next one. If you get this one, you're going to tie it up.
Okay.
It's exciting to have a tie situation. Okay. Was released in the 90s. Is that Kill or Top or neither? Came out sometime in the 90s.
God, I don't know. Yeah, neither hasn't been right yet, and I'm gonna go with that logic, that because it hasn't been, I'm gonna go with neither. I'm saying
you think neither. It's due, neither is due.
Yeah, because A View to a Kill sounds like one of the older Bonds, and I don't know Bond so well. I don't think it's in the 90s. And then it could be in the 90s. I'm just saying neither. You haven't chosen neither yet. I'm gonna stick to that.
You're just playing the odds.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't even matter to you, like, whether or not you're right. You're just like,
I'm strategizing.
This seems right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like a good strategist. And here's my response to your answer. That is correct. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did it. You pulled it out. It's now a three-way tie.
Dee Dee Mega Doo Doo, baby.
I mean, this level of excitement on a Sunday afternoon, I can't handle it. especially when I don't have my football on. All right. So the way this shook out is that Samantha gets to be first on this final tie-breaking question. If you get this one right, Samantha, you win this game. And of course, all that means is you get to go first in our next game. But it still could be a power position.
It's important to me.
You never know. It's important to you. Okay. All right. So here we go. Samantha, be ready, Martha. Samantha doesn't get this.
I'm ready.
All right. Does not have an Avenger in it.
Ooh.
Is that
Ooh.
Kill, View, or neither?
All right. Just my instinct is that Kill doesn't have an Avenger.
Hmm.
That's your instinct.
Yes.
Does not have an Avenger in it. Your answer is A View to a Kill.
Good answer. It's Family Feud time. Good answer.
Good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Good Thanks. Answer. Let's see if it pays off.
Well, you're all wrong.
For real?
Yeah, for reals.
Which Avenger's in it?
Well, hang on. We got to go to Martha.
All right.
Okay. Oh, neither.
Oh, why'd you arrive at that conclusion?
Isn't Gwyneth Paltrow in the Avengers?
But is she an Avenger?
No, that you mentioned it. Yeah, I don't know if she is an Avenger now that you mentioned, but I guess she is by the end of she's got like her own suit on flying around at the end of the last one that she was in. So
really?
I think that makes her an Avenger. But that aside, the answer is you are correct. It is neither. This was a All tricky right. question because View from the Top also has Mark Ruffalo, who is indeed definitely an Avenger. And then the View to a Kill has Patrick McNee in it, who is best known for his role in the TV series The Avengers. He was an Avenger before The Avengers.
Oh, yes. You. Oh.
What an exciting conclusion, Martha. You did it.
You I don't want to play anymore.
First in our next game. Samantha's going to sit this next one out. And we'll be right back after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, we are back, and that was an exciting first game that we played, and it was a new game, and so to continue the tradition of having two new games in this episode, this next game is new as well. Mm-hmm. And it's called The State of Motion Pictures. Martha is going to go first.
Okay.
Then we're going to go, what was the order last time? Went Martha, Mike, Smith. Then we're going to go to Samantha. And then to Mike. Very similar to the last game in that when it's your turn, you get a guess. But in the difference being this time, when you guess and you're wrong, you're eliminated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to start off easy and get harder, I hope. That is the plan. Like I said, we'll start with Martha. I'm going to name a state in the United States. Apologies to Mike and to Canada. I didn't plan this game to try to make you at a disadvantage of any kind.
I'm being bamboozled.
But if Twitter's any indication, a lot of Canadians know more about American states and their names than Americans do. So I will name a state, and then you will tell me a movie that has that state in its title.
Okay.
And if you match the one that I've written down, because most a lot of states don't have any movies that they're in the title of. And then some only have one or two. There aren't a lot of states that appear frequently in movie titles. So it's awful narrowed down, but that's part of the trick to it, is sometimes the movies might end up being too obscure. So I'm going to try to start easy and work up to harder ones. Like I said, you miss one, you're eliminated. Please stick around to the end of the show to support the remaining players.
Okay.
Martha, give me the title of a movie that has the word Texas in it.
Okay, before I do that, I do want to say that the last game we played, it was for sure a team effort. So we all won, in my opinion. Having said that, when I'm eliminated, I am going to leave the Zoom immediately. And
oh, no.
Okay, best little whorehouse in Texas.
All right. See, this is not that difficult of a game thus far.
Mm. Yes.
Let me give you the correct noise sound. Very, very well done. Mm. Now we move on to Samantha. Your state is Arizona.
Raising Arizona.
You did it. You nailed it. Yeah, so far so good. See, I was worried someone would get knocked out in the first round. I would feel silly, like I didn't make it obvious enough. But let's go to Mike. See how he does against these powerhouses of the U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. The state is Mississippi.
I want to say Mississippi Burning.
You want to say the correct thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. We're back. Now we're going back to Martha. And this game, it turns out, is much more suspenseful than I intended it to be. And Martha, your next state is Alabama.
Oh, no. I know there. God damn it.
You got this.
Okay. Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes, yeah. That is correct. Oh my God. I can't believe we almost lost you over that movie. Over Sweet Home Alabama. Recently recommended by one of my guests. I forget what I asked for.
Was it Joe DeRosa? Because it was just on TV. I just listened to that episode yesterday.
I think, yeah, he just loves that movie for some reason. I don't
know. When it comes on, it's a feel-good little movie. What's his name? Josh something flies a little plane? Yeah, why not?
Josh Lucas, the voice of Home Depot.
Oh.
Or Lowe's. Maybe he's Lowe's. He's one of those. Okay. Are you ready, Samantha?
I don't feel good about it, but I'm ready.
Right? This game's got to get way too hard, way too soon. But let's see how you do with the state of Idaho.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
You can't think of any movies that begin or end or have Idaho somewhere in their title?
Meet Me in Idaho.
Ooh. Oh, man. How great would that have been if that guess was correct? But I'm sorry to say, Samantha, the answer I was looking for is My Own Private Idaho.
I've never heard of it, so at least I don't have to beat myself up.
No, you don't have to feel bad about, now, of course, the filmmaker who made the movie might be sad. Because I'm sure, I figure you probably have heard of Gus Van Sant. Maybe.
No.
Drugstore Cowboy.
Get his ass, Sam. Get it.
Yeah.
No, I don't really. Cowboy,
and he might have done pretty well for himself with a movie called Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one I've heard of.
Yeah, that guy. I mean, he's made a lot of little indie movies. He made a movie called Elephant about a school shooting that was very disturbing. But anyway, Samantha, like I said, you're welcome to stick around and watch what happens or listen to what happens with Mike and Martha. But it's always great having you on the show.
Mike, thank you so much. And good luck, Mike.
Okay, Mike, what do you think of motion picture with, now I'm really worried about how this is going to go. Okay. The state is New York.
Oh, Gangs of New York? That works. That's it.
That does work. Congratulations.
All right. There's a lot of those for New York.
I started realizing New York does come up a lot in movie titles. So that one was pretty suspenseful. We're back to Martha.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. I feel like it's anybody's loss at this point.
Okay.
But we'll see what you come up with the state known as Georgia.
Georgia Rules, starring Jane Fonda and Lindsay Lohan.
That is correct.
Oh no, do we have to give the stars?
I love you. Do not have to. That was just like, that was really Martha being really show offy. and good for her, I say. Samantha, you still there?
Yeah, I had to find out what happened.
Yeah, okay. I was just checking in with you. All right, are you ready, Mike?
I am.
The state is Alaska.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Alaska. I kind of feel like Alaska would be one of those states with just a movie called Alaska. Like there's a band called Alaska. There's a bunch like a drag queen Alaska. I don't know. Let's just go Alaska. I can't think of anything. I'm just going to say Alaska. Is there anything called just Alaska?
I love this as a strategy because because honestly, later on in the game, there are a few states where, you know, an answer or the most obvious answer is just the state's name. But maybe there is a movie called Alaska, but that's not what I thought of. Does it help you at all, Mike, if I told you that it involves hockey?
Because
I think as a Canadian, you should know what all the hockey movies are, even ones that take place in Alaska.
Well, here's the thing. I can't reveal a gap in that knowledge without facing some criminal charges. So I'm just going to have to say I know a lot about hockey movies, but I don't want to talk about them right now because I don't want to get in trouble.
I feel like hockey aficionados like this movie, but it's you know, probably got, you know, a little bit of a divide in terms of how people feel about it, because it's David E. Kelly motion picture. He writes a lot of TV, of course, and but I guess he's passionate about hockey enough to write this movie and convince folks like Burt Reynolds, Russell Crowe.
Oh my God.
I forget who else is in it, but it's got a good cast. It's called Mystery Alaska.
No idea.
Yeah, right?
Oh no, no clue.
Yeah. That's one that you can put on your you don't have to put it on your must see list, but now you've got that golden piece of information the next time you're playing pub trivia.
Definitely. And when the authorities come to my door asking me about hockey movies, as they do.
Yeah. And then there was, you know, there was the climate change environmental disaster movie with Steven Seagal took place in Alaska, but that did not have Alaska in the title.
Oh,
Okay. You know, it was called like One More Time. That's not it. That's not the correct answer. But congratulations are going out to Martha Kelly. You're our winner today.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't have to just walk off on us. You got to hang out and win.
Yeah.
Would you like to try one more, Martha, just to seal the deal?
Yeah, and if I don't get it right, I'd like to forfeit my champion title.
That's just your way of saying you don't want to come back on the show, and I understand that. I get it.
No.
All right, so let's try another one with you, though, see if you can get one more, really show off your knowledge. The state is Minnesota.
Oh.
Oh.
Can you think of a movie that has Minnesota in the title?
No, but I will tell you that the movie Purple Rain takes place in Minnesota, and that's as close as I can get.
I think he really came close to calling it Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota, was the working title of Purple Rain. But this is a motion picture that starred Keanu Reeves and Cameron Diaz. And it's called Feeling Minnesota.
What?
Yeah, Feeling Minnesota. I don't know if that title's always stuck with me because it's like, well, what is Feeling Minnesota exactly?
What does that mean?
You know?
It's like you're cold.
I mean, like Blue Hawaii. I get that. Oklahoma, of course, is a state and a musical, and all you got to do to make the state into a musical is add an exclamation point at the end. And does anybody know what I would have gone with for Florida?
Florida Project?
That's it. The Florida Project. Exactly. All right, Martha Kelly, what do you want to do some plugs?
Well, What am I, wait.
Any movies or TV shows, anything coming out?
A movie that will come out next year, so I don't want to plug it. yeah, I'm currently unemployed and avoiding interacting with other people as much as possible just to get through the holidays. So I'd love to plug just being online and getting mad at people. So that's what I'll be doing.
That's a perfect plug. And it's at Martha Kelly. There's nothing tricky about it.
On Twitter for however long it's still there, it's Martha Kelly 3, and then Instagram and Hive are M Kelly ATX. I'm not really. I mostly retweet people. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling people cunts anymore like I used to do.
Damn. Do you rehive anybody? Is that a thing?
I have rehived some people. I don't really have anything to plug other than just being the champion of Doug Loves Movies. I'd like to plug that. So.
Yeah, definitely come back for more as soon as possible. And
love to.
Samantha Ruddy, thank you for being here. Thank you for waiting to the end after being unceremoniously dispatched.
I got nowhere to be.
In that crazy game. What would you like to plug?
Well, I'm also on Hive, Martha. So let's hive up. I'm at Samly Matters on there and also all other social media, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And I have a show coming up. Doug, will this air this week?
Yeah, tonight.
Oh my God. Okay, so I got a show. I got a show coming up next Sunday, which will be December 4th, and it's at Union Hall in Brooklyn at 5:30, called Cozy Sweater.
Awesome. That's Mike Carosa. What?
That's a fun name for a show.
Thank you. Yeah. We try to make it feel like a just like a nice mug of hot chocolate. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun, even though I lost my title.
That's another good name for a stand-up comedy show. hot mug. Mike Carozza, what do you want to promote, buddy?
Well, look, I've got a lot to promote. Let's just say Mike Carozza, MikeCarrozza on Twitter and Instagram and Hive. I'll be in San Francisco for Sketchfest January 26th to the 30th, doing some fun stuff there. And I run a show in Montreal. So if you're in Montreal area, December 8th at Rustic on Sherbrooke, that's R-U-S-T-I-K. It's a loud bar, but we make a show happen there. And last one we did was sold out, and we're hoping to do the same thing this time. So if you're in the Montreal area, come hang out.
Yeah, come on down. Be loud.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, fit right in. I love it. And thanks for being a replacement. So and then what's one of my shows are you doing in San Francisco during Sketchfest?
I am doing the movie interruption of those are revealed though, right? Okay. Lost Boys, which I have not seen and will not see until the movie interruption.
That's perfect. Yeah. I think you're going to enjoy it on its own merits, but it's also a fun movie to, there's lots to make fun of because it's very, a lot of brooding teenage vampires.
Oh, I'm so excited. Also, yeah. I think we're both doing Arden's podcast about The Bachelor. Will you accept this rose?
Yes.
That'll be when the new season is in full swing of The Bachelor with Zach, and I'm excited because I took a break from Paradise this year.
Oh, really? You couldn't take it anymore?
Oh, the last season of The Bachelorette was so awful, I needed a break. My co-host of my podcast was upset about it, but I had to be like, look, I need it.
You got to, when it comes to reality TV, you got to look out for your own mental health.
Definitely.
Doug Loves Movies, 8 Guests of Hanukkah in Los Angeles, December 18th at Largo. All of my dates are douglovesmovies.com. I got my shows coming up in the holiday taint in San Diego and Irvine. And San Francisco, so much San Francisco, all that Sketchfest stuff that I was talking about with Mike. Plus, I'll be there for one night only on New Year's Eve with Lori Kilmartin and lots of other funny comics at Cobb's in San Francisco. What a delightful almost an hour with the three of you. Thank you again to Samantha Ruddy, Martha Kelly, and Mike Carozza. And as always, okay, I'm there.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.